Feeling overwhelmed by the relentless bullying at school, I made the difficult decision to skip classes, breaking my promise to Maverick in the process. Despite his unwavering support and efforts to ensure my safety, the trauma inflicted by my peers proved too much to bear. I couldn't face returning to the same environment where I felt so powerless and alone, even if it meant disappointing the one person who had always believed in me. Maverick's heartache was palpable when he discovered my deception about attending school. His unwavering dedication to my well-being led him to keep a watchful eye on me, despite my attempts to conceal the truth. As he followed me and my friend on the tricycle, his disappointment must have been overwhelming. The realization that my dreams of becoming a nurse were slipping away because of the cruelty of others weighed heavily on both of us. Maverick had warned the DSWD about the potential consequences of returning me to my old school, but his concerns fell on deaf ears. The lack of support from the DSWD only compounded our distress. Despite reaching out to them to express my struggles with attending school, their response was disappointingly inadequate. After my initial contact, they failed to follow up or provide any meaningful assistance. It was as if my pleas for help fell on deaf ears, leaving me feeling abandoned and alone in my battle against bullying and educational challenges. The realization that I had nowhere to turn for support deepened my sense of despair, leaving Maverick and me to navigate this ordeal on our own. Maverick suggested that we move to a smaller place after discovering that someone was stealing our electricity, resulting in a hefty bill of 5,000 pesos. Despite the inconvenience, Maverick remained steadfast in his commitment to my well-being. In our new home, Maverick continued to care for me with unwavering devotion. He constantly encouraged me to return to school, the importance of education in shaping my future. However, no matter how persuasive his arguments, I stubbornly refused to entertain the idea, as I felt too far behind in grades. Maverick's decision to respect my choice, despite his frustration, spoke volumes about his character.